Last month's UN-backed $3.2 billion humanitarian response plan is less than 5% funded. This is far from enough to address the dire needs of 15.5 million people in Ethiopia. Ambassador Shifra Teklemariam is commissioner of the Ethiopian Disaster Risk Management Commission. He says he hopes today's event will turn things around and donor nations will provide critical life-saving support to Ethiopia. Failure to do so, he warns, will have serious consequences.
And while we are coming out of the COVID pandemic, and at the same time several disasters, including epidemics, locusts, displacements, as we have already raised, is an issue which we have to address, and that's what we were saying. We have really to act before it's too late.
The United Nations reports food insecurity and malnutrition are expected to peak at 10.8 million people during the July-September lean season. Britain's Deputy Foreign Secretary and Minister for Development in Africa, Andrew Mitchell, recently visited Ethiopia. He says he saw increasingly worrying signs of famine-like conditions emerging in conflict areas in the north.
What we found when we went up into Tigray and looked at the areas where the marginalization and the difficulties were taking place, we found an increasing number of people, particularly children, suffering from malnutrition, with the pipeline growing.
At the same time, he says years of conflict in Tigray and other regions have destroyed or damaged thousands of schools, health facilities, water systems, and other community infrastructure. Mitchell says people whose coping mechanisms are being seriously eroded by drought and conflict are selling whatever they have to survive. He says Ethiopia will need at least $1 billion to cover aid for the next 3 months. Last year, USAID and the UN's World Food Program suspended food aid to Ethiopia amid allegations that the food was being diverted. The Ethiopian government denied this. Conference organizers say food distributions resumed in December following stringent reforms to prevent anything similar from occurring. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And while we are coming out of the COVID pandemic, and at the same time several disasters, including epidemics, locusts, displacements, as we have already raised, is an issue which we have to address, and that's what we were saying. We have really to act before it's too late.
What we found when we went up into Tigray and looked at the areas where the marginalization and the difficulties were taking place, we found an increasing number of people, particularly children, suffering from malnutrition, with the pipeline growing.